Hello, my name 3301. Today's story comes from the Reddit user u/the_bitch_is_here. This is part 3 in a 6-part series. I snuck back into the house in my shadow form. No one was awake yet, since it was only 5 a.m. I have been outside for hours. I was tired. I snuck by the man's room, and snuck into the closet of the guest room. I read some of your comments from my previous posts, and some of you suggested to leave a note for the twins explaining who I am. So I grabbed a small paper, a pen, and I started writing. Dear Addison and Andrew. Hello. My name is Shadow. I'm a shadow monster that has been living with you since you were born. But I'm not here to hurt you. I'm here to protect you. I just can't reveal myself right now. Sorry. Something strange and scary is going on around here. And I'm determined to protect you two from it. I won't let anything happen to you. I promise. Sincerely, Shadow. I finished writing the note and I quickly put it next to the bedside lamp. I slipped back into the closet, and started waiting for them to wake up. A few hours later, the twins sleepily woke up and got dressed, not seeing the note. Maybe they didn't notice the note? They ate breakfast and went to school, with me following them into the car. The car ride was filled with an awkward silence. No one spoke at all. The man didn't turn on the radio, or made any attempt to start conversation with the twins. The twins just stared out the window the whole car ride. They grabbed their backpacks and stepped out of the car, with me in tow. They walked down the halls, but I noticed something. Everyone seemed nervous and scared. The atmosphere was dark, eerie. Like something bad was about to happen at any minute. Was it because of yesterday? They don't have to worry. I'll protect them from whatever is taking people. I promised in my note. The twins entered the same classroom they did yesterday. The teacher closed the door and locked it, still looking as nervous and on edge as ever. For the next few hours, I watched the twins do their work while on edge. The teacher kept on looking outside. The students jumped at the slightest of sounds. Some of the students I saw yesterday didn't even show up to school. It was heartbreaking to see. At lunchtime, no one talked. The atmosphere was dark, creepy, and sad. Everyone just looked around nervously, as if they were waiting for something to happen. Everyone was tense, and no one even made a peep. The school didn't allow recess that day. They were too scared for the students' safety to let anyone outside. I didn't blame them. I was scared for the students' safety too. The atmosphere was the same for the rest of the day. At the end of the day, everyone shuffled out of the school. No laughter, no talking, no excitement that the school day was over. Nothing. I really wanted to cheer everyone up. Tell them that they are safe. But I couldn't. The man parked his car and let the twins inside. I snuck in with them. I sat next to the man, and kept a close eye on the kids. The car ride was filled with an awkward, eerie silence. It felt like when they moved in with the man, but worse. Way worse. The man didn't once glance at the twins. When they got home, the twins ran upstairs to the guest room. The twins looked on the bedside table, and noticed my note. They picked it up, and started reading. After reading the note, I noticed that they were starting to panic. I guess they were scared at the idea of being watched. I started crying. Did they hate me? Did I do anything wrong? Am I just what humans see me as? A monster? Were they scared of me? Am I bad luck? The twins jumped up and started looking for me. The twins looked under their bed, in the drawers, even under their pillows. I got into my shadow form and hid just before the twins threw open the closet doors. I didn't want to scare them. The twins sprinted out the room, holding the note, and down the stairs. I got in my shadow form, and went downstairs. The twins were watching TV while looking behind them every few minutes. The twins were barely even focused on the TV. The man didn't even pay any attention to the terrified twins just a few feet away from him. I just wanted to go and comfort them. Tell them that they were safe. That no one was going to hurt them on my watch. But I couldn't. I snuck out of the house and into the forest. After walking through the forest for a few minutes, I thought more and more. 5 people went missing in the last week or so. There was something called blood whenever they went missing. Are they injured? I thought about the whole entire school day. This was getting so bad that the students were scared. They no longer felt safe at the school. Some kids didn't even go to school. Their parents were too scared to let them go to school. This town has gone from a happy, safe place to death town in just 1 week. People were going missing, officers were working themselves to the bone to look for the missing people, and everyone was terrified that they were going to be next. This had to stop. After thinking about it more and more, I finally came up with an idea. It's a very stupid idea, one that could possibly get me killed, but my own safety was the very last thing on my mind. I needed to protect the humans. I needed to protect the twins. I needed to protect my family. I'm going to look for the person behind all of this. Thank you for listening to part 3 of I'm the Monster Who Lives in Your Closet. Although I don't have a spine, I do hope this story gave yours shivers. Tune in next time for part 4, and until then, have a lovely horror day.